a pivotal thing that helped attract, like, they were smart about the way they used celebrities in the early days. Like, Muhammad Ali showed up for a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, it just ended up making it seem like a bigger entertainment thing instead of just, like, a dumb wrestling thing. Whereas now, like, just being a dumb wrestling thing is enough of a big entertainment thing that they probably don't need to go out and get that stuff as much as they still kind of do it. Like, it's sort of sad whenever they bring him bad or because he was promoting the Need for Speed movie. And he just, like, came out to the ring with a guy and was on the commentary for one match.
That guy's not going to have a career.
I could see him being in, like, kind of meathead movies like Need for Speed.
Yeah, but...
You know, that type of, like, low-grade action.
I just don't think that...
I think he could end up being a bit player as part of the Fast and Furious ensemble.
I think he is pretty much always... It's weird, because normally I would have him suited for, like, the stupid... Or the, you know, the tech nerd role.
Okay,
you
know? Yeah.
Where he's like, oh, you know, here, let's talk to James. James is our hacker. He's gonna get you into the password.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then, like,
they're gonna be like,
well, how do you crack with, passwords? And then everybody walks away. They're like, well, I'll take him. Guys, I got it.
We're in.
His middle name, second birthday, and then blue.
Yeah.
I guess that's his favorite color.
Yeah.
OG. Some specs.
Yeah. This guy.
Maybe that guy's just pure gym teacher.
So fucking gotta get to the GNC. Oh, they're fucking closed. God fucking damn it.
Am I gonna get my son to juice? What's the last movie you saw? Doesn't need to be in theaters. You just saw a movie.
Like, just old, new, whatever?
Yeah,
or
like,
what's the last movie I watched? I don't know.
It wasn't Bridesmaids.
No, it was not Bridesmaids.
Or what's it, is it called?
Someone I know was just, I think, watching Bridesmaids last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'll have to ask her what she thought. Get a second recommendation on this one before.
Yeah, before you jump into a movie starring mostly women.
Yeah, that's the reason why I don't want to watch it. I can't handle it.
It would.
Women aren't funny.
No, it just would. I would normally assume, not that it would be funny, that it just wouldn't be targeted. Like, it would be targeted. Oh, it's kind of girly.
Champ. Then I don't know. I just don't really watch a lot of movies. I guess Anchorman 2 is coming out this week. On stuff.
It was
or it's out. Already out.
It's
or...
already out. I haven't seen it. I don't know. I heard kind of mixed stuff from it.
I can't imagine it's good. Like, yeah. It's hard to envision a world in which that thing's anything other than, like, total bullshit.
And a shill.
Hangover 2 status.
Oh, yeah. Hangover 2. Walked out of it.
I never went to begin with.
Oh. Well, I go to every movie.
Okay,
or at least
yeah.
I used to.
Yeah.
And so I went to that one. I liked the first thing. I thought it was
too.
A good, clever idea.
Yeah.
And then when it was the exact same movie, oh, it was horrible.
Yeah.
It was like seeing The Karate Kid 2. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah, okay.
It was the same exact movie.
Yeah.
Just in a different setting.
Right.
It was just in Japan.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Last movie I saw in theaters is The Wolverine.
That's right, The Wolverine. I saw Anna this weekend. I think you went there with her, right?
Yep. Yeah, we went and saw Wolverine.
She and my sister hang out a lot these days.
Oh yeah.
They went to the Beauty and the Beast sing along. I think
I don't even know what that is.
They go down, because my sister lives in the Castro, and at that theater, you know, the Castro Theater,
yeah.
Old, like, neon theater, I don't know if you've ever seen anything there, but they have, like, an organ player.
Okay.
Which is actually really cool. Like, before the show starts, and whether or not it's, like, a live event or not, there's just a guy that...
They'll,
like,
play a little bit?
It raises from the ground.
Oh, cool.
Which is kind of neat.
Yeah.
And so he's just on stage, like, playing jingles. But I guess they have sing-alongs there, you know, once a month. And so this one was, I think, Beauty and the Beast. And they'd gone to, like, Little Mermaid and all those kind of goofball ones.
Huh.
So it's basically just Karen and a bunch of other girls. Hey, Goofy. Anyways, I saw this movie called, what was it called? Oh, fuck, I don't even remember the name of it. I wanted to say it was called Once Again, but it's not called Once Again. It was by the director of Love Actually, which is a pretty good chick flick. And it had Bill Nye in it, who I like. This old British guy.
Oh, I thought you meant the science guy.
No, yeah.
Okay.
Rachel McAdams. But the premise of it was basically that males in this one family line have the ability to time travel.
Okay.
And that their way, like, it starts with the dad kind of like breaking it to his dad or to his son. He's like, oh, you could time travel. I know it's going to sound really stupid, but you just need to go to like a dark place, you know, clench your fists. And then think about where you want to go. And then you're allowed to go anywhere in your past.
Hmm.
And then you can kind of shoot back.
All right.
And that's pretty much the movie.
Huh.
The rest of it's normal romantic comedy, girly stuff. But some of that stuff's kind of funny.
Science fiction in there.
Yeah. Science fiction in your romantic comedy.
Yeah.
All it had me thinking of was The Butterfly Effect. You remember that
Yeah.
movie? Horrible movie.
It's a quality film.
Yeah. Ethan Embry, I think, was in that one.
Yeah.
Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah. Ashton Kutcher classic.
I think it is a classic of his. It was like his first... Kind of
his
like,
first kind of lead role thing.
Outside of that? Maybe Dude, Where's My Car?
Oh, yeah.
Did they ever make a sequel to that movie?
I don't think they did. I never saw it.
Yeah.
I just didn't. No part of that sounded interesting.
It wasn't great.
Yeah.
The Butterfly Effect was worse.
Is it called About Time?
About Time.
Yes.
That is the name of the movie.
That's courtesy of the OG Jackwagon 69 in the chat.
Sounds like exactly the type of person that that would know about these movies.
Oh shit, son, that's About Time. Yeah. Everyone knows that. What the fuck is wrong with you?
It's About Time you remembered About Time.
I think that was their whole marketing campaign.
Yeah. But, you know, it had me thinking, really, that every one of the British romantic comedies that I've seen in the last, like, 20 years...
Yeah?
I'd say almost every one of them involves one of the two parties being an American. And there's no reasoning for that I can think of other than, hey, they want to make a British movie, but they need to sell it in the States, so they have one...
Right, yeah. You know,
doesn't matter if it's...
Rachel McAdams.
Yeah, Rachel McAdams.
Like, she's pretty.
She's the stalwart.
People would go see Rachel McAdams in a movie.
Yeah, she's kind of... She seems pretty nice. She's the replacement, I think, of, like, Julia Roberts
role.
Yeah. Who also did, like, Notting Hill or, you know, like, some... They're all... They've all been made.
Yep.
My favorite one is one that's just called The Tall Guy, which is... what's the... The guy from Jurassic Park and Buckaroo Banzai. Jeff Goldblum.
Uh-huh.
He, in that movie, the entire movie, all it is that he's a tall guy. And, like, has trouble, like, finding dates and stuff. But he's...
By being tall.
Yeah. Okay. He's in the UK, and Emma Thompson is his love interest. It's okay. A movie from the 80s. It's yeah. So weird.
That's...
But I think that guy...
Back when that was... Those were the things holding us back. Yeah. I'm too tall.
But I always thought it was kind of cool that somebody actually used his height. Other than Silverado, where he played like a cowboy that dressed like a pimp.
How tall? I guess, yeah, I guess he is really
he's
fucking
like six,
tall, isn't
he's
he?
Like 6'6".
Jesus.
Like, nobody ever...
Yeah, they never it. Play yeah. it that way, yeah.
But yeah, there's this movie called Silverado, which was a Kevin Costner kind of movie. It was made by the guy who did Empire Strikes Back, Lawrence Kasdan.
Uh-huh.
And... Jeff Goldblum is basically just this flamboyant cowboy. Like, wears, yeah. like, huge, like, giant, like, sort of mink shawls. Has, like, pearl guns. Very strange movie.
Mm. The internet is saying 6'4 for Jeff Goldblum.
6'4?
Yeah.
That's still pretty tall.
Taller than me. And we're almost at the bridge, so if there's any early chat bridge questions... Now's the time.
Yeah, I need something to break up my stream of consciousness.
Your Silverado, yeah. Oh man, I'm trying to think the last movie I watched like start to finish, because since I've been on a tear, ripping movies and such, like I've been watching parts of movies.
Oh, so you're ripping?
Yeah, I'm still ripping my DVDs. Handbrake. I just use Handbrake.
Just Handbrake. That's all you need these days.
Yeah. Handbrake does not rip DVDs by default. You have to do a little something to it to get it going. But
like you install.
Yeah, you install another DLL. You just drop another DLL in the folder, and then it just.
I gotta start doing that now that I've got my NAS set up.
Yeah.
And how quick? Like, how long does it take per DVD?
It'll take like 20 minutes.
That's not that bad.
Yeah, because it's ripped to compress and all that other stuff. Like 20, 30 minutes. Depends on what you're doing. I bought a Blu-ray drive and tried ripping one of my Blu-ray movies, and that takes significantly longer
because
it's so much of a bigger file, and also the quality you're getting. You know, you want it's one of those things where you can make it take a lot longer if you want to do slower, you know, almost imperceptibly higher quality compression.
But Handbrake's on a Mac.
It's on everything.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
I think the Mac version may actually just rip by default. Maybe just the Windows version.
Where are you going to get a CD drive on?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
All right, I'll have to try that out.
Yeah, there are some decent settings and stuff that just make it easy, and I'm ripping it with the subtitles in it and stuff. Yeah, that leads to situations where it's like I've got Cobra and I just watch three scenes from Cobra I want to watch. Mm-hmm. And then go watch Amazon Women on the Moon or have that on in the background while I'm doing other stuff and not really paying attention to it and stuff like
Remind
that.
Remind me, so. I have a serious question for you after we get past the bridge.
Okay. All right, here's a serious question. Pizza is so fucking good, you guys. That's it.
It's not a question.
No, it's not a question.
I can agree with them.
Yeah. These are all the same questions from this morning.
You want to answer them again?
No. Well, wait, maybe the one, no, these are the same. So, you know if you'll be driving to E3 again this year? I don't know yet. I'm not thinking that far ahead, so definitely not opposed to driving down that way, but...
Where do you want to get food?
I don't know.
I can go anywhere.
Really? I mean... We could just go to A&W.
We got A&W, we got Outback.
Yeah, there's the Outback.
We got the what's the Chinese place?
Panda Express.
Panda Express.
I don't think I'm feeling Panda Express. I would go to either Outback or the A&W. I would go to a Burger King.
There's an In-N-Out. There's a McDonald's.
I was at a McDonald's recently, so I might say,
okay.
You know?
So BK works for you. I think I'd rather eat earlier.
Yeah, okay. Let's just go to that Burger King in Marin City then.
Let's go to Burger King.
That Best Buy is closed.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Closed there down. Was hardly anybody in it when I was there.
Yeah, yeah. It's always... Josh wants to know, do you have a favorite number?
19.
Okay.
You?
No, I don't think I do.
No number?
No. I like letters.
Yeah. Hotel Yankee Foxtrot.
Yeah, yeah, that's... India. Foxtrot. The fifth CD of that set is awesome, because it's all just fucking weird sounds that people heard on shortwave radio.
So, like, they assume there's some decryptor or something?
There's enough of a pattern to it that you're like, there's data here. But...
So it's kind of like listening to a fax machine, but
a little bit, a different style. So it's a lot of really good, interesting noise, jammers, and just, like, weird shit. It's pretty good. Shasta is still for sale at Winco. I got some last week. Okay. There was some question last week. I think people wondered if Shasta was still available. Why does every Japanese game use the same terrible English font? That's a great question. I don't know. I don't know the exact answer. Maybe it's just a good monospaced font that fits really well with their letters and such. I'm going to refresh this page to see if there's anything else here. But... no. We're off the bridge, and that's it for bridge questions. What did you have?
What did I have?
You said, remind me of something after the questions.
What do you think about the Wu-Tang's album thing?
I don't know. It's all... sure, whatever. It's selling one album... like, yeah, I guess. I don't know.
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah. You wonder what will happen with it, if someone will then buy it and then put it out for free for everybody to hear, or what.
Or destroy it.
Yeah.
Or just keep it to themselves. Right. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, like, it's interesting. It's one of those things, like, you know, you just wonder if the music's any good.
Yeah. And I don't think it could ever... it's one of those things that's so unique, you never duplicate it.
Yeah, yeah. And also, like, I just feel like a lot of the latter-day Wu-Tang output has been really lackluster, so, yeah. Like, I just, like... I don't really care.
Yeah.
So... it's a neat idea. The RZA is still crazy, and I like that. But yeah, there was an article I was reading, I want to say it was either, it might have been on Pitchfork or Vice, or I forget where it was, but it was like an interview with all the members of the Wu-Tang Clan talking about the 20th anniversary of Enter the Wu-Tang, mm-hmm. and the 36 Chambers, and like why they didn't get their shit together to have a new album out on the same day 20 years later, because that was the original goal, the original like publicly stated goal, but it was just, you know... it's like questions from the RZA asking this reporter, like, you talk to everybody, like, what do you think they want to do it? Like, he just wasn't even, like, they've become so separated, mm-hmm. and some of the members are just like, yeah, fucking whatever, it's such bullshit. So, I thought that was interesting. But yeah, I feel like there's very little value in them together as a unit these days. I feel like their styles have diverged even further over time, and I think the RZA's production is not what I like out of him, like his early stuff. So like it's fine, but it's a very different thing. Yeah, I don't know.
About that rain. Did you guys hear it?
Yeah, the thunderstorm. Yeah, stuff. I thought it was awesome. Yeah. I love it. I only hate rain when I gotta drive in it. It's always the... like, rain any other time, I'm fine with.
Wonder what they're gonna do with this Best Buy.
Yeah, I don't know what they would even...
like, this whole area is kind of dropping out. The, there was a Best Buy here that the Babies R Us is closing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, this is not... this is not a super great area. Yeah.
I went to the Outback like 2 weeks ago with my parents.
Mm.
And I want to
this
say...
this one that, or the one in Runner Park?
No, this one. Oh. And I want to say that there was a like pyramid scheme meeting going on.
Great.
Like, there was lots of clapping.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, everybody's dressed up real well.
Right.
And then there's lots of clapping. You're like, oh, this is some business event. That's what they do.
Yeah.
They take off the tag.
They take the tag off the sign. They take the sign down. And that's that. Maybe the Dollar Tree will just move over there. Quadruple in size.
You mind if I drive through it?
No, that's fine.
Onion rings. Decisions.
That Angry Whopper just has onion rings on it.
Yeah.
Or I guess it's just crispy onions.
You know the one thing I don't like about Burger King?
What?
Barks root beer.
I like Barks.
No. No, it's the worst of the root beers.
No. Yeah, maybe you're right.
Remember the squatters, the squat cats.
Yeah, yes. It's terrible root beer. It's garbage. It's like someone threw up in a barrel.
I love that the concept of barrels and root beer stuck around like more.
Now, here you go. This mug root beer is the worst root beer.
Mug's pretty bad, too.
Spanish at the drive-thru.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had oysters yesterday.
Hmm.
Wait, you ever been to Hog Island?
I had a relative who was affiliated with Hog Island for a time, but no.
And you never went?
I don't. Oysters don't like frighten me.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You're a little kid with your food.
No, I'm the only sane one left.
No. You're missing out, man. There's, like, all of food out there for you.
No, that's, I've been reaching out here and there.
Yeah, what's your newest, other than your coffee experiment?
Coffee experiment, I mean, just, like, if we look at the last 5 years, like, curry, like, that sort of stuff, like, I wasn't really eating.
So, basically, you're, like, a British person now.
I've gotten into spice a little bit.
That sounds like a British person.
That I hadn't necessarily gotten into before. I would say over the last 6 months, I've eaten 5 to 6 salads.
Oh. All right.
So, you know.
Hi, what is it? Can I help you?
Yeah, what do you want?
Yeah, hi. Can I get a number 2, large-sized, with cheese and ketchup only?
The number 2 with cheese, large-sized, only ketchup, okay.
And a Diet Coke to drink with that?
Diet Coke.
Yeah. Also, one tender crisp chicken sandwich with only cheese.
So the only cheese. Okay, what do you got for you?
I'll get I'll get a number 3 large with a Diet Coke.
So number 3 is a Diet Coke?
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
That's it.
Alright, thank you so much for
being
the
place. Yep. You're amazing. I can't believe you can do the double sandwich and the bonus.
I don't think amazing is the word that they use for that. I got it. You got it last time.
Okay, well, I have all these files. I will give you this, okay. And then you will give me that.
Okay.
Use your card that's protecting you from hackers.
That's right. It's got a protective chip in there.
Keeps the hackers away.
American Express is so smart.
That thing came with, when they sold those, it came with a card reader you hooked up to, via a serial port. It wasn't even USB at that point. Yeah. And it was like, they had some software that would auto-fill out forms on websites if you stuck the card in. It was the stupidest thing in the world.
I don't think they make these anymore, do they?
I think you can still get them, yeah. Because the whole thing about that card is you can carry a balance on it. So it's like not a standard American Express card.
Yeah, the Optima's like that as well. Mm.
I do get a lot of comments about how cool that credit card is when I use it, so, because it's clear, and...
It's like Crystal Pepsi?
Yeah, it's the Crystal Pepsi credit cards.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
So I need 273?
Thank you. I thought you were going to go to the Star Spangled Banner. Look at this little thing I got. It's not working right now because I need to charge it.
Yeah. It's a little dude. What does that little dude do?
He's a Bluetooth speaker.
Oh. What?
Yeah.
Why?
He pairs to your phone.
Why is he shaped like a little man?
My parents got it when they went to their Southeast Asia trip.
Wow.
They were like, what can we get you? You always hate things. And I was like, oh, give me some stupid tech thing.
Yeah, that's this.
Yeah. Well, and it was kind of weird because I was like, oh, I can actually use this.
Mm-hmm.
The sound that comes out of it is not terrible.
And you're using it just for, like, talking on the phone type stuff?
No. I'm just using it for speaker. Podcasts.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So that way I can listen to stuff.
On one more Coke, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Diet Coke. Was yours diet?
Yep.
Okay. You checked it, though?
Yeah.
Because you were worried, just like us.
Yeah, because you just, yeah. Yep. But I was like,
Thanks.
I could drink a regular Coke. I'd rather not, but... This place seems like it's in disarray.
The entire area?
No, this fall. I mean,
yeah.
See if you can buy all those
empty ice cream Best
cones
Buy.
Off of them.
That's like the sign of the.
Yeah.
I think Best Buy is it's the new Blockbuster.
Oh, yeah. They've not been doing well.
Doesn't the guy want to buy it back or something?
I don't know.
That's Dell, I know.
Hmm.
Would be Best Buy, too. But yeah, I really have no reason anymore to go.
It was convenient when we needed games immediately, and it was right up the street from the old office.
But even, back then, you still needed games. like the digital stuff hadn't come around.
Right.
Yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now that I don't buy DVDs or Blu-rays anymore, that's.
Mm-hmm. Just never leave the house ever again.
Yep. Thank you.
Got a couple fries. We got some. One fries, some kind of Whopper. Over here we got. Yeah, we're good. They may have separately bagged it by order, so it might actually be easy.
Hold on for a second.
Okay.
Park next to this cop. No. Practice at this anymore.
Oh, it's eating in a moving car?
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright, here's your fries.
Alright! Let's go with my junk.
Here is. That's got stuff on it. It's definitely yours.
Alright. There's only one thing in there. Perfect. One bite for good luck, and we're off!
Yeah.
I'm gonna put these right in that fry spot.
Oh, wow. I figured with, you know, two cups in these cup holders that you were not gonna have a fry spot.
They give you a fry spot.
It's an extra, smart design.
Yeah.
Like, extended cab.
There's two people that are sitting here, but yeah, why don't we give you three things? That Toyota. Oh, wait, shit. Yeah. Too used to. That's from me living here for too long.
Yeah.
See what kind of classic jams we can get.
Some food music?
Yeah. This is what they call terrestrial radio,
John. Uh-huh. I remember this. This is a great video.
It was a great video. Do you consider these guys a one-hit wonder?
No. Spoon Man.
I don't know about that. I think they were more popular than a one-hit wonder, like longevity-wise.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know that they had much more than this.
There's a Blow Up the Outside. Came after this, on the album after this. They definitely had songs on the radio. Like, I don't know if there's anything that hit as hard as this, but. Outshined for the 3D, or Road Rash for the 3DO had Outshined in it, I think, so.
Well, that's legit.
Yeah. Last couple of months here, I stopped putting ketchup on French fries.
I don't do it, well, I'll do it anytime I'm in a fast food situation.
Hmm.
Every other time, though. Watching a documentary on Rush on Netflix the other day.
What is there to know about Rush? What are the
shit that you would guess? Like, they're just fucking dorks, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you don't get to be a bigger dork than, you know, Geddy Lee. Like, he just. And he looks so goddamn French. Like, his nose is epic.
Never really able to get into Rush. I think it's they're like really interesting. Just as like a, you know, the phenomenon, I don't know, you know, whatever you want to call it, but like it's weird that Rush is kind of as popular as they are to me.
You got a trash bag over there?
Yeah, here, I can take
that. Okay, so unless you have a napkin?
Yes.
Thank you, nurse. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
I think the weirdest thing about Rush, to me, has always been that their lyrics are based off Ayn Rand.
Hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah, like, you can listen to almost any one of their hits. And it's pure, just weird libertarian.
Like, they just straight up have gone galt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
Like, yeah, it's pretty wild.
Huh. Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
They have, like, even crazier ones. Like, it's not just, you know, like, some weird songs. It's, like, pretty much all their hits are, have, like, that kind of weird, sort of, like, single man in society sort of theme.
Huh.
And then, a lot of the, like, the smaller songs, like, Trouble with the Trees, are just these weird allegories for, like, Rand shit.
Huh.
It's crazy.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Okay. I think, like, Neil Peart, he writes most of the... I think he writes most of the lyrics.
And is he the only one who's into that stuff? And the rest are just like, whatever, I don't know.
I don't really know. I haven't... I kind of wanted to see if they mention it a lot in the documentary. I doubt it, because they're in it, and I bet they, you know, are kind of distancing, you know, and shit like that. A lot of people grow out of it or whatever, so they might even be embarrassed about it.
That's super weird.
Yeah. To me, what I think that's funny about regular radio is just how shitty it comes in. Like,
yep.
It's so fucking fuzzy.
The range is awful. I mean, this area in particular is terrible for it. Because there's so much competition, but...
also so weird, like, the classic rock, like, when does it end, you know, Soundgarden, Foo Fighters, like, this song's, what, late 90s?
Probably, yeah. The blood at the tree of the classic rock must be refreshed.
I heard somebody write, I think they wrote a story where they were basically posing this theory that said that Pearl Jam is the last classic rock. I'm not even saying that, hey, lots of bands in the 80s are classic rock, but like, there were a few of them, and then there's Pearl Jam. That guy made a pretty good argument.
I can see that. I mean, I think part of that is just like the crowd that Pearl Jam went on to appeal to.
Yeah.
And the bands they played, like when they started playing with Neil Young a lot, yeah, like I'm sure that they just like fit into that pretty well. You know, whether that was their intent or not, like it just was how it ended up happening, I'm sure. Yeah, no, that checks out. I can see the case being made for that.
It's funny, I'd say Pearl Jam's probably one of the bands that I wish that I kind of got into more. Because whenever I hear, especially like kind of the slower stuff, I'm always like, oh yeah, man. Eddie Vedder's like a really good singer.
Yeah.
I like the theme of the song, but I don't really know it all that well. And they're kind of scattered. So I feel it's kind of hard to piece them together without doing a lot of research.
Yeah. I thought those first two big Pearl Jam albums were good at the time. Like 10 and Versus were both good. But Vitology, like anything came out after that, I didn't really like. Or I didn't hear, I stopped listening to it at some point, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of like Foo Fighters better than Nirvana. Not that I'm a huge Foo Fighters fan.
Yeah. The Nirvana songs I like, I really like.
I agree with that. But, like, I can't listen to Nirvana albums.
Yeah. No.
Like, to me, it's almost like listening to, I don't know, the White Album or something. Like, they're so just all over the place a little bit. I can listen to that unplugged album.
Yeah.
Listen to them, like, rip on some Bowie.
Yeah, because, I mean, that album's kind of cohesive. Just by nature of its existence, you know, the whole thing. Those albums are kind of uneven.
They still do Unplugged. Didn't they bring it back?
I want to say they tried to, but I don't know.
I miss that shit. I thought that was really cool. And the bad part is I'm sure they're probably still doing it, it's just not popular enough to like reach a point where people are releasing like the MTV Unplugged album or the VH1 Storytellers album, you know?
Yeah. That LL Cool J performance.
Yeah.
Just all he's shirtless. He's got all the white caked on deodorant, and they're doing "Mama Said Knock You Out," and it goes into fucking was it that Black Rose song over the fucking chorus. That was one of those pivotal moments that, like, as someone who was either about to be or was in the act of rapping with a live band, it's like, no, that's what we're doing.
discuss new franchises and get valuable advice at free seminars all weekend. For more info, visit CaliforniaFranchiseExpo.com. Don't miss Northern California's largest franchise and business opportunities expo this weekend at the San Mateo County.
Business Expo. Opportunities?
Ever seen a deal so big?
Let's go look at businesses that we could become franchise operators of.
Be franchise.
Like donut shops or something.
I've kind of always wanted to start a franchise. Not start a franchise.
Like open up.
Oh, yeah.
Like what?
Well, when I originally left CNET back in 2005, I quit because I was just burnt out.
Yeah.
And I thought for sure that I was going to move back to D.C. and start a Quiznos.
Mm.
Because it was like $100,000 or something to get in.
Yeah.
And I was like, I could borrow that. You know, I could get a small business loan and try and do something like that.
Yeah.
And it seemed doable. And I just like the idea of franchise stuff where it's like, well, as long as the brand is good, right? As long as you like the brand and you think it's not, like, super shady or, like, just a fad. Like, I'd never open, like, a Cold Stone, you know?
Of course, the irony being that Cold Stone is huge and Quiznos is pretty much going away.
Is Cold Stone huge?
I think it's doing well. I don't know about that. Well, Quiznos is definitely going away.
Is it?
Yeah. They are bankrupt. They're on that. They're close.
But
yeah.
Subway is always the best. They've always been the best one. They're the best franchise to own.
Mm-hmm.
They're also like pretty cheap, which is why there's a bill. You know. But yeah, I like the idea of like, okay, I don't really need to. After doing websites and shit for so long, I was like, man, I don't need to do anything. I just need to work. You know. I just need to work hard. I don't need to solve some really complicated problem and do math all day.
Yeah. Yeah. We would always kind of half joke about opening a Del Taco franchise up here.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, we'd gotten into Del Taco and there was none around. Like, you couldn't.
Yeah.
So you kind of had to drive to L.A. or, you know, at least halfway there to.
Well, there's been one near us for a long time.
And
one on Market.
Yeah, yeah. This was.
Way
earlier. A decade before that or something, probably, so. I think someone eventually looked into it and it was one of those things where, like, if you want to bring it into an area, you got to buy two or something. Like, they wouldn't just let you open one Del Taco.
You need to come in numbers.
Yeah. And that was, you know, no one had any money at that point, so it was just like a pipe dream, but. Everyone was very gung-ho on the idea of, like, dude, we should totally own a Del Taco. But absolutely no one was like, let's go work at a Del Taco.
Yeah.
It was always the thing of, like, yeah, well, then we just show up and eat and be free. Like, that's... This is a bad business plan, you guys. Because we are the four people that would already think to eat at a Del Taco.
Don't you think we could be, like, franchise owners? And then we get to go to, like, the big mega conference in Los Angeles every year. Or not Los Angeles, probably be Vegas. Or, like, St. Paul.
Yeah. Yeah, St. Paul. The Del Taco Owners Association. Yeah. No, I bet that's in Southern California. I think that's where most of their stuff is. So
it seems like, from that A&W thing, we should figure out how much that is.
How much it costs to open an A&W?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like enough A&Ws in the area closed or combined with. Yeah, that's not.
course, we'd never say that.
Of course, no. They're the best. It's the best root beer in the game. It's the best hamburgers in business. You want some cheese curds? Where else are you gonna fucking go? No, I don't know what. Food place would be the right place to open. Especially like around Petaluma and stuff, like what fast food to bring in. I mean, you could bring in an Arby's, the closest Arby's is Rotor Park. I like Arby's. It's just it's not close, Arby's, but.
Yeah.
I mean, now we have a Panera Bread. So, pretty much life is complete.
Five Guys now. Cheesesteak place.
Oh, is that open in that Target place?
The cheesesteak place is good.
Oh, I've been there. Yeah.
I go there semi-regularly. Mm-hmm.
I went to the Panera Bread once. Thought it was all right.
I don't even know what
Panera Bread is. It's like, you know what, you want soup in a bread bowl?
Okay.
And like a sandwich to go with it?
Okay.
And they got it.
Do you need the sandwich though?
No.
Thing is,
but you don't have to get the bread bowl. Like that's... I get a bread bowl because I think bread bowls are funny.
But it's not like fast food, is it?
They'll do to-go orders, but it's not a drive-thru or anything like that.
It's like a sit-down
job. Yeah, yeah.
Like you show up, it says...
No, no, no. You order at a counter, and you get a number, and it is quick service style.
Because that's a big Panera bread.
Yeah, it's real large. Yeah, I feel like Del Taco would be good around here because there just isn't one. Up north here, I think Petaluma could use a big chain donut shop again.
Yeah.
It doesn't have one of those. It used to have a Winchell's, where the Staples is.
If there was, because I think Dunkin' Donuts is coming last.
Yeah, yeah, I heard that too.
That we could do.
Yeah. Domino's, like, god damn it, take back the night and open a Domino's.
We're like annoyed all the time. We should get like a Domino's and just buy like 80s and early 90s Domino's memorabilia.
Yep.
So like we're retro Domino's.
The thing is no one would ever see it because who the fuck goes into a Domino's?
Yeah, but we'll make our delivery guys like wear the costumes. They might not let us do it.
Yeah. That's the district manager comes around, we probably have to button it up.
Part of the problem is
being
a franchise. You have to follow the corporate rules.
Yeah. Well, we're both really good at doing that already.
Yeah. So. I like this donut. Wow, that truck either did or got really close to running out of that area.
Marshall Fish says, Subway's selling pizza now and I'm not sure if I like that. Let me tell you, you don't like that because it's fucking terrible.
Is it an actual pizza, or is it just like...
They're taking their flatbread.
Pizza crust.
Yeah, it's not even pizza crust. They're taking their flatbread and putting, like, marinara sauce and cheese and...
Yeah, fuck that.
...pepperoni on it, and then throwing it in the toaster.
Anytime anybody's like, hey, do you want this toasted? Never.
I go back and forth. Some sandwiches there I like toasted, some
it's
I don't.
Gross.
Quiznos, they toast everything.
I remember.
I thought that was great. I thought they did a great job. Was heartbroken when I saw Subway's getting toasters.
I
knew it was going to eventually spell doom.
That Quiznos, though, that was near us was terrible. It was not a good Quiznos.
I never had a problem with it.
Quiznos in L.A., when I was there, I was like, this is how you make a fucking sandwich. I need to get in on this.
See, that was the first Quiznos I ever went to, was that one right near the office up there. So, I don't know.
Right, we're losing one classic rock station. I think it might be time to move to the other one.
Yeah.
Oh, we're in the dead zone.
It's a classic rock dead zone. They're just playing the Grateful Dead. Turn it off.
You've entered the dead zone!
full 45 minutes of live sides.
Right. Well, so we're kind of coming up with a plan. We're buying land in between Petaluma and Nevada.
Yeah.
We're making our own municipality.
Uh-huh.
And so far, the things that we have in our tech barn.
Yep.
Some sort of housing for the two of us.
Uh-huh.
And a Dunkin' Donuts.
All right. I'm in.
Potentially a Del Taco.
Let me divest my other... Let me liquidate my portfolio so we can really get at this. Yeah, this town needs some shitty pizza, too. Like, the lack of chain pizza places is...
Yeah, it's just weird that everything's so expensive.
Yeah.
On the pizza farm.
Unless you go to Little Caesars, we have to go to Little Caesars.
Yeah, Little Caesars is... it's a different level of shitty pizza.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I like Mountain Mike's, but it's overpriced. Round Table's a little overpriced. Old Chicago is intense.
Isn't Round Table a shitty franchise?
Yeah, it is. It's. I think it's more of a regional chain. I don't know if they're nationwide, but that's all we got now for that sort of stuff. And they fucking stopped taking orders at like 9.
That's terrible.
So sometimes I get home, you know, at 9 and can't get a pizza together, so... That sucks.
I think we need better Chinese food.
I think Lily Kai is alright. I think,
Is Lily Kai the one we're in the movie theater?
No, that's Jenny Ho's.
Jenny Ho. Jenny Ho's my girl!
Yeah, Jenny Ho's alright. Jenny Ho's I. Chinatown used to be good. It's not so good anymore. Hunan Village, I haven't been to in a while, but that used to be the spot. That was it.
I want a good takeout place. There's no delivery. And I've had most of them. They're just not very good.
Yeah.
Jenny Ho's is good, but you gotta go to it.
Right. I think Lily Kai delivers.
Sure.
I think it's on my, yeah, it's out by, like, McDowell Extension, out by that Starbucks and other stuff.
Yeah, see, that'll probably make it hard. Because a lot of places won't deliver over to my side.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird. I never really thought of Petaluma as being big enough to have that.
To segregate.
Yeah. But there are two Round Tables in town. The old Sonic... is the West Side Round Table. Man, we used to have a Sonic. We had corn dogs. Sonic was cool.
I'd never really been to a Sonic. I remember I was on a long road trip. I think it was that cross country trip.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'll go to a Sonic. I've never been to one. And I was just so confused. And I was like, this is why this franchise isn't doing well. Not that the food isn't good or anything, but it was just, I was like, up to this machine thing. I wanted to go inside.
Yeah, but it was all like car hop service, yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah, that stuff's weird.
I mean, I'm sure it's great once you learn it.
Which it's great if it was the 50s.
Yeah.
You know?
And people were hanging out.
Yeah.
Like you could go there and talk to some people.
It's a Freeman Brothers.
Is that opened up yet?
No.
It looks close.
Yeah, it's getting there.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, there used to be Yardbirds over here. Up there a little ways that shut down. I think all the Yardbirds shut down. And then there isn't a spot like that. I mean, Osh is the closest you get in town. You have to drive up to the Lowe's or something if you want to get serious.
That's what I do.
That Lowe's is right where I used to live. Like, right behind that building is where the house...
So the casino.
Yeah.
That's where the casino is.
Yeah, we're pretty close to that, yeah. But I think that house is still there.
All right. Next time I'm there, I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, just don't go around there barefoot. It's probably still a lot of broken glass. Yeah.
Get
wood.
Yeah. Just not a good place to get wood.
There's a lumber place on the boulevard. We're on Washington, I think. Across from the grocery outlet, I want to say there's a lumber spot there.
Like that close to town?
Yeah, like center of town. Look when you're driving. Just take Washington, and when you're kind of across from that shopping center, or getting close to that shopping center, look on the right side. I'm pretty sure there's a spot there. Also, what about... maybe that's like rock stuff, but I just say there's a...
There's the salvage yard. That salvage place. Like right up where you get off the freeway.
Yeah, but I feel like past that, isn't there something...
On
the boulevard, on Pendleton Boulevard South. I don't think that's wood, though. That's not wood. They do something else. I forget what it is.
What, the salvage place?
No, not the salvage place. There's a place up the street from that. That a guy I know worked at in high school. And I can't remember the name of it anymore. His dad worked there or something, too. But yeah, there used to be a lumber yard right on this street. Kind of across from there. There's a really good Chinese food place that used to be right there, too. That is no longer there.
That was a perfect set. I cracked everything.
Wow. Gross.
Isn't that amazing?
No.
It's one of my skills. One hand. I don't need to do
one hand knuckle crack.
Yeah.
It's
like what they do in the movies.
Like Bruce Lee over there.
I forgot, I'm working from home tomorrow.
Oh, really?
But I'll be working Wednesday and probably Thursday.
Okay. I might have to have you pick me up at my parents' shop Wednesday.
Okay. Wait, you'd be driving.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Okay. On Thursday, I'll try to... All right.
What are you switching cars?
Yeah, I'm dropping my car off. Take it down there. Get some stuff done. Leave it there for the night, or for the day, rather. I gotta call him and make sure that's okay. Okay, so Tuesday I'm on my own. Wednesday I'll come get you.
Wednesday on the way back. So I'll drive with you. Go to my place, I'll pick up the truck.
Oh, and I just leave it there Wednesday night instead of Thursday morning?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we can do that.
If you want to do it that way. However you want to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Ian's got to pick up some shoes.
Well, naturally. Yeah, that disrupts everything.
I know.
What kind of shoes? Toe shoes.
You're going to laugh at this hysterically. You will not stop laughing. I think he's getting like a pair of Toms.
Huh.
You know what I mean by Toms?
No.
Like the little canvas shoes? Like
okay.
The hipster shoes?
Yeah. All right. And he has to, like, that's a day?
No. When he gets packages, they don't, you know, he's going to be there.
Right.
Just get him shipped to the office. That's what the office is there for.
That's totally true.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I'm going to bring this up. We're going to have a
company meeting.
A one-on-one.
Yeah. Send him an invite. Send him an Outlook request. Just make sure his calendar's up to date.
I don't think we'll be in there. I think this will be our last month in that office.
Oh, yeah?
There's...
And then at that point, there's no real... Today. Yeah. At that point, there's probably no real reason for you guys to get together once everything's done.
Yeah. Probably not.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
I think if things go well, I'd love to get just like a small...
Yeah.
Because it'll cost nothing.
Right.
All right. Later, Jeff.
All right, Jeff. I'll see you Wednesday.
Okay. Let's see here.
I'm just gonna. See ya. See you guys later. Yeah. Have a good night.